TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Hi there, I'm Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
You know that's the truth.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Hey kids and parents, welcome into your Monday, the fourth day of October. And today is Kanelbullensdag. Say what? Kanelbullensdag. Now, if you're Swedish, you know what I just said, although I probably didn't pronounce it correctly. Kanelbullensdag means cinnamon bun day in the Swedish language, which is what is spoken in Sweden. Apparently, it is celebrated on October 4th, actually the first Monday in October, because the Home Baking Council, whoever that is, did not want the day to compete with other food traditions. So, there you are. Happy Cinnamon Bun Day to you. Well, coming up is a story that's actually about a cinnamon bun or cinnamon roll. Oh, okay, it's not about a cinnamon roll, but it does mention a cinnamon roll. It's called Come to a Complete Stop, Then Proceed. And it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Ray Lee always liked it when her dad got off work early because he picked her up from school instead of having to ride the bus. And before going home, they would sometimes stop by a local fast food restaurant and pick up a quick snack. This was one of those special days. Ray Lee ordered a small drink and a medium fry, and her dad got a cinnamon roll, heated with butter no less, and a cup of coffee, and then they sat down and talked about their day. Finally, it was time to go home, but as they were pulling out of the parking lot onto the street, Ray Lee's dad saw the oncoming car only after he started into the street. Of course, he stopped quickly as soon as he saw the other car, and the truth is he was only about a foot into the street when he stopped. But the driver of the other car not only sounded his horn for a ridiculously long time, he looked at Ray Lee's father, all the while shaking his fist and shouting words that nobody ought to hear, especially children. Her dad just smiled and waved an apology to the man. It was all over as quickly as it started, but Ray Lee had to know why that man was acting that way. Her dad said, "Well, first of all, I was wrong for not stopping completely and carefully looking both ways at the stop sign, but it also looks like that man just hasn't grown up yet." "What do you mean he hasn't grown up yet?" Ray Lee asked. "Well," said Ray Lee's dad, "you know how you sometimes snap at your brother when he accidentally gets in your space for a second?" "Yes, sir," said Ray Lee. "I know I shouldn't." "But you're still learning," said her dad. "You are still learning a lot of life's lessons that he should have learned years ago, but apparently didn't. There's not much we can do about him, but we can certainly learn to control our own emotions, right? We can show kindness to everybody, regardless of how they treat us in any given moment, and we can even go further by always having an attitude of helping others, can't we? And certainly helping instead of hurting, right?" Ray Lee enthusiastically agreed. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So, have you ever seen a situation kind of like the one in the story there? How did the people involved react toward each other? Have you ever accidentally injured someone else or nearly injured them? How did they react? How did you respond to their reaction? And finally, have you ever lost your temper toward someone else who accidentally got in your space? How should you have reacted instead? just some questions to ask yourself on this Monday morning. Okay, so you've been hearing me talk about listening every weekday morning to TCN Mornings, and that you can simply go to tcnmornings.com and play each daily episode from there, or you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app by simply searching TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And that is just how simple it is. Well, you can also simply search TCN Mornings wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Pocket Cast or Breaker or Radio Public or Anchor FM or wherever. TCN Mornings. Now it's simply everywhere. Well, straight ahead, another quote from my old Irish pappy, the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. It's all coming up right here on this Monday edition of TCN Mornings. So, my old Irish pappy, and the things I learned when I was your age about life and how to live it better. As I've said before, there's not a single day that goes by when I don't remember something my pappy taught me.
Don't be one of those people always saying, "That'll never work." Doubt, disbelief, and discouragement become bad habits, a real waste of time and energy. Try instead to make it work, or at least figure out how the same goal could be accomplished in another more effective way. Learn to be an encourager to yourself and others.
Yeah, don't be one of those people who's always saying, "That'll never work." Doubt, disbelief, and discouragement become a bad habit, a real waste of time and energy. Try instead to make it work, or at least figure out how the same goal could be accomplished in another, more effective way. Learn to be an encourager to yourself and to others. Now it's time for the question of the day. Well, today is Cinnamon Bun Day, so this seems like a good time to learn something about cinnamon. You know that cinnamon comes in powder form in a small bottle from the store, but your question is, what is cinnamon and where does it come from? You know, before it gets ground up and put in small bottles and delivered to the store. What is cinnamon? And where does it come from? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. So, last Friday, you remember, was National Less Than Perfect Day, and it was a day to start realizing that none of us is perfect, and that we all make mistakes, and we need to just do the best we can and not worry about it. But we got a little deeper into that subject by asking this question: what is a perfectionist? Well, Jaden from Tampa, Florida says a perfectionist is a person who has the need to be or appear to be perfect. A person who cannot accept that they are not perfect and that everything they do needs to be done perfectly. And Jaden, that pretty well sums it up, I think, so a big thank you for that. And let me add, being a perfectionist is not necessarily a bad thing as long as you know you are in reality not perfect, just like nobody else is perfect. But having the incentive to do your best work in everything you do is actually a good thing. The bad part comes in when you have something that needs to be done and should be done, but you don't do it at all because you know you can't do it perfectly. The bottom line is you should always do your best at whatever you put your hand to do and always do the things that need to be done or that should be done, whether you feel you can do them perfectly or not. All right, then. Don't go away. One more quick segment for you. But as for me, I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Which means more to you, your rights or your responsibilities? Which do you spend your time pursuing? Which are you motivated by? Many people work hard at their jobs, but are miserable in their work. They live for Friday when they can have a couple of days off to enjoy the rest and entertainment they feel they deserve. However, Monday morning always comes, and they dread it, along with the responsibilities it brings. They live for their right to spend time away from responsibility. On the other hand, there are people who thrive on accomplishment, small or great. They have happiness that comes from fulfilling responsibilities to family and community. And these people consider the things they can buy and the entertainment they can afford to be merely pleasant byproducts of their labors. The real satisfaction comes from the job successfully completed, and that, my friend, is what really counts. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, TCNMornings.com.